Hey trendsetters! For today's product review, I tried the Revlon Photo Ready Candid Glow Anti-Pollution Foundation. Will this give you glowing pollution protection that makes you feel video call ready, or will it make you want to hide your face behind a COVID mask? Should you love it or leave it? Before I answer that, thank you guys for the product suggestions that you've been sending me. Please keep them coming. You can DM me at Mara S. Compo, at Mara S. Compo. Let me know what you want me to try. I will try it for you. I will tell you whether or not it is worth your money. And a reminder to please enter for the giveaway. I'm doing two giveaways every week with every product review. If I love the product, that will be the giveaway item. If I don't love the product, I will give you something else amazing. Here's how you enter. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts for this podcast. And in the body of the review, leave your Instagram name so I know how to reach you when you win. And the best part about all of this is you only have to enter one time to be eligible for every giveaway moving forward, two every week. The odds of winning are really good. So please, 5-star review, your Instagram name in the body of the review. Okay, so now on to the Anti-Pollution Foundation. Now, this is an interesting idea because it's supposed to protect against blue light. So blue light comes from a lot of places, but the blue light that concerns us most is coming from our devices. So phones, tablets, computers, laptops, TVs, anything with a screen. And that light may be aging us without us even realizing it, kind of like UV light. We did a recent episode on it. Please check it out. And that will tell you everything you need to know about blue light. So this is supposed to help protect against the aging effects of blue light. It says on the tube, it is a light buildable coverage foundation with prickly pear oil, antioxidant, anti-pollutant, and ingredients that help block blue light. It's a small container as far as foundation goes, and it comes, it's dispensed in a little pump. So you just like, here, I'm opening it now. You use your finger and you can just pump out like a drop or two, however much you need. It has no discernible smell, which is cool. And the texture is, I'm playing with it right now, it's pretty light. So it's very much like a moisturizer. They say it's light and they are right about that. I ordered it online and the color match, I have to say, was really, really good. I ordered number 440, it's caramel, and it is a perfect match. I don't need another color. This works for me. So the digital color in the photos is a great representation of the actual product. Now the coverage is light, it's light coverage, and it does have a slight glow to it. It's not too shiny or like highlighter or even like a shimmer, but it just looks the least bit dewy. So the description is spot on. So I would call this light and buildable. So do I love it or leave it? This is actually a very easy one. I love it. And I'll tell you what makes this so easy for me. I love a product that does what it's supposed to do and does it well. I love a product that delivers on its promises. No more, no less. Just do what you say you're going to do, like people, right? This is a perfect color match. It's nice light coverage that you can build on. That's what it says it does. It does give you a nice natural glow. Now, I don't know if it actually protects from blue light, but if it does, that's just a bonus because, you know, if you're looking for some coverage, this is a great option. And it's perfect, I think, especially for these times. It's perfect for work from home life. It's like loungewear for your face. It's a step above tinted moisturizer. It gives you a nice even complexion with a little bit of a glow to it. So this is a winner. This is like a workhorse. The Revlon Candid Glow Anti-Pollution Foundation is about $9. And you can get it at most drugstores. And I will say, I recently spent the day at a high-end department store for fun, because this is what I do for fun. There's nothing more fun to me than the beauty department at department stores. And I tried like a dozen really expensive foundations, like the, you know, highest end ones that were, you know, $30 to $50 for foundation. And I will say, this is right up there with them. And this is having just played with those all day a few days ago. So I really love it. It's a great product. So to enter the giveaway for this, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Leave your name in the body of the review, your Instagram name, so we know how to reach you. And please send me product suggestions on Instagram. DM me at Mara S. Compo, at Mara S. Compo. New full-length episodes every Tuesday. Product reviews every Monday and Wednesday.